A long artistic and affective relationship bonded for several years Ugo Mulas and Alexander Calder. Their partnership has produced one of the most consistent nuclei of the archive, passing from the most intimate and familiar dimension in the studio house of Sachet and Roxbury to the opening of the great exhibitions at the Guggenheim in New York, up to the publication of the volume Calder, with texts by Harvard Arneson. The two met in 1962 in Spoleto, when Giovanni Carandente called him to document the exhibition Sculture nella città, Sculptures in the City, for which the artist created the large Teodelapio, which he later donated to the Umbrian town. From then on, a solid and everlasting friendship was born that gave rise to a formidable corpus of photographs. It must be said that the environment, the man, and their friendship had a decisive influence on Ugo Mulas' relationship with Calder. Calder becomes a protagonist for several reasons. Ugo Mulas transcends the idea of documentation, which, in fact, he never thought in his relationship with artists. He wanted to create something beautiful, something that would capture and present the most significant aspect of Calder's attitude, namely that playful element that resides in his work. This work is a tribute to an artist who, besides being extremely physical and somewhat theatrical, was actually a great joker and a wonderful friend.